Okay, and we're back. Hour number three. And he's back, Mr. Jordan Maxwell, who is happily watching his work proliferate all over the world forever on the internet. The returns, Jordan's been sending me a few very interesting hit tallies on some very popular targets, shall we say. And the one I got from him today, he must be just, we'll find out, but NBC Television, 19,300,000 results on Bing, the search engine. Jordan Maxwell, 20,300,000, a million more hits than NBC. This is, congratulations, Jordan. This is wonderful.
Well, thank you. Jeff, I was just playing around with numbers just to see what's out there.
Oh, I know you are. But
somebody told me about that, and I was amazed because I've been looking at AOL, and it's only 60,000. And somebody sent that to me and said, if you check this out, it was kind of startling to me.
Well, I think we all know that those numbers that we look to for website rankings and so forth are rigged because... The controllers are all in the same basket, folks. They're working the same side of the street.
You've got that right.
Well,
this
is great. All right, so here we are with pretty obviously a one-term president that they have big plans for later on. I mean, this guy's not going to fade away. I see him as potentially Secretary General of a pumped-up, sustainable United Nations. Sustainable, of course, meaning we're going to kill you. It's if you think about it, it's amazing. I mean, this guy's got a future, and they put him in to do a job. There has never been one comment that I can recall that he has made about a second term. So I don't see it. It looks like Palin is being groomed. I don't know how she's going to explain away the three different babies she was holding that she claims are hers, unless she had triplets, which I doubt. Could be Hillary against Sarah Palin. Would that be fun?
Wow.
Did you ever think of something more nightmarish than that?
No. I mean, it's so ludicrous. I don't even like thinking about it anymore.
I don't either. I don't go there. And as soon as you begin to talk to somebody and they say Democrats or Republicans, as soon as they fall and it's whenever they use the labels, you know they're not connected to reality.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. You know, my take on this, just my opinion, but my take on this whole thing is, you know, the bottom line is for me is when you're talking about Democrats, you're talking about Soviet communism. When you're talking about Republican, you're talking about Nazism. It's the same old stuff in the past 100 years. It's basically National Socialism as opposed to International Socialism. It has nothing to do with America or the founding concepts and precepts that this country was founded on for individuality, individual freedom. And so, unfortunately, Americans have allowed this to happen to them. You know, they've gotten away from their roots and from what they were supposedly doing to help the world to gain freedom and liberty and justice, etc. Well, all of that's gone now. It's over. So now what we're left with is just... which one of these psychos do you want to control you? You know, that's why when people go to the polls, you'll see millions of people turning out to go to the polls at election time, never realizing what the word poll means.
Tell us.
So when you go to the poll, all it is just to see which one of these psychos, of these retards that you want. Which one do you feel better controlling you? Which one do you like? Because they're all controlled by the same banks. They're all controlled by the same people. So the idea is very simple. It's in your face. Which one of these would you feel best being ruled by? Which one do you personally like? So we want to know what the nation is thinking. Do you like this guy better than this one? And so everybody votes, we overwhelmingly like this guy. Good. Then we'll put him in, and then you'll be happy because you've got the guy that you kind of like better than the other one. And now we can still do it to you, but we'll do it through him. And after a while, when you found out who he really is, that's okay. We've got some new guys. We've got some new retards that got out of prison or whatever, and we'll put them up and see which one of these do you like best, because now we know that you fall out of love with the other guy. So which one of this new batch that we've come up with? And so it never changes. What goes right around comes around, and, you know, 100 years later, we're still going to the polls to let our masters know which one of these geeks we particularly like as opposed to who we don't like. And yeah, all it amounts to is it's the same old stuff, a different day, different, you know, what goes around comes around kind of thing. Myself, I dropped out of this a long time ago. And now I just step back and watch the slow undoing of the whole human race. And like I've told you before, I don't think it has much to do with saving America. It has to do with the whole human race is going under. And, you know, where do you go? Where would you go to for protection? Where would you go for a better place to live? There is none. There is none. And all over the world, we got the same kind of problems with right. the same stuff, the same mentally disordered people running the planet. So the only, you know, and then, of course, add to that the religion of these crazy people. And, you know, I was just thinking today about God. And it just occurred to me, I was sitting thinking about working on a new video, a second part to the first one that just came out on the Messiah in Egypt, mm-hmm. As my newest one. But I've got another one coming, which is part two, on the Temple of Solomon, which is actually a part of the whole Messianic story. And, you know, I'm sure that this is going to be very controversial because nobody, it seems, actually understands what Solomon's Temple really is.
And, no, they don't. You know, you're correct. Please.
They have no idea. People, even Jews, have no idea in the world what Solomon's Temple represents, where the concept and the idea originated, what the symbols meant, you know, thousands of years ago. And so they're out running around trying to find the ruins of an old temple in Jerusalem, when the Solomon's Temple was never in Jerusalem. The whole entire superstructure of the story has to do with a totally different subject than Judaism or Christianity is aware of. And I'm just amazed at how overwhelmingly obvious it is when you go to a library and sit down and read a reference book, encyclopedia, and start researching the very symbol of Solomon's Temple, only to discover it has nothing to do with anything Jewish or Christian or Islamic, period. It has nothing to do with any of it. But all three of those people of the book, and that's why we call the both Jews, Christians, and the Muhammad followers people of the book, because their whole religion is based on a book. And I don't have the words to explain how I feel when I see millions of people flocking to Mecca, millions of people flocking to the Vatican, millions of people flocking to the Dome of the Rock and to Israel, and realizing that the entire superstructure of the human race has, you know, has no idea in the world where these occult symbols and words and mm-hmm. terms have come from.
No, and nor do they have any idea how they're being manipulated into collision after collision.
None at all. That they're being led by the nose directly into a tremendous plot, which is so large that mm-hmm. the reason why this stuff works so well earthwide is because the monstrosity of the secret societies behind world religions is so well organized, it's so deeply entrenched, so highly well financed,
yeah,
and so well protected that the most humans on the earth cannot get their brains wrapped around the concept that the entire earth is a prison planet, and that this whole monstrosity of religious institutions, man-made, well-financed,
yep,
manipulating,
yep,
by a handful at the top who have no, you know, who are both Islamic, Christian, and Jews, who couldn't care less about religion at all. This is just politics, the control of the human race.
Absolutely. What an incredible scam. What a vile scam. Hold
what
on.
What a profound, yeah, dark place this earth really is.
It's true. It's Jordan, you're 100% correct. Back
and
in just
I
a minute.
I felt looking at the concept of
hold
God,
on just a sec, Jordan. We'll be right back. Okay, and back with Jordan Maxwell, who has kindly made himself available to this program a couple of times a month to share some of his unique perspective. And for many of you, it may sound too dark. It may sound, no, it's not right. But just pull back and think about what he's saying for a while before you dismiss it, because I agree with him. These organized religious movements and others we call secret societies, none of them are set up to benefit humankind. They're all being run to benefit the controllers. We don't matter to them. We are less than, we're not even on the radar. We're expended like tissue paper in wars forever. Nothing new, forever. Whether it be financial, in terms of the elite that are pulling the strings causing the war, or religious, it doesn't matter. It's the same idea. It's a continuum of greed, lust, avarice, power, self-aggrandizement, egomania, psychopathy, perhaps some ET involvement here and there. Who knows? This is a strange planet. And I do concur with you, Jordan. Bless those who are running around writing articles trying to awaken the unawakenable. That's sad but true. You've got two generations at least now, the younger two generations, I'd say two and a half, who do not understand the moral stance from which many of their elders and well, even middle-aged people, younger middle-aged people, are trying to speak to them from. They don't understand. Might as well be a different language. They have no morals. They have no accountability. They have no idea of individual accomplishment. They want to be members of the group. There's security and sanctuary in the group. They're ruled by their peers. They're utterly programmed cradle to grave by the media. We know the score. It's amazing. So the people who are out there trying to wake up America, take back your country, are in many cases, unfortunately, working for the government. But those that actually believe it also believe in that the 100th monkey theory is going to work, and like magic, this will all be flipped over one morning when enough Americans and who knows what other group wake up. No. Here's another example, Jordan. Let me do this and I'll get out of the way. The controllers are so good at what they do. Going back to the RIIA and other agencies, this is the third, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the world's preeminent premier, first full-time social engineering, brainwashing, mind control institute in England, right there in London. The RIIA started it. Edward L. Bernays, of course, was the genius who gave them many ideas. Then they went from there to technology. They've got technology now that most people wouldn't even believe. In fact, in many cases, Jordan and I don't even fully understand it, but we have an idea. These people are so intent upon subjugating and dumbing down what's left of the human race that it just cannot be grasped by people. They just can't get a hold of it. And that's sad. But that's the truth. So try and wake people up. That's fine. But Americans, I can assure you, are not going to go to the streets like they once did. They've been fluoridated into an anesthetized state. It's not going to happen because you've got TV. TV is God. TV is the king. There are 200, how many channels? I don't even know. I don't have TV. I can still think. But most of these people can't. They react. They've built and constructed, Jordan, a reactive populace, reactive to any stimuli they want. Now, here's the kicker. I've said this a couple times, and I'll say it again. Several years ago, I think it was the U.S. Army, I'm not sure, it came out of the Pentagon, they admitted to having constructed a supercomputer, or daisy-chained a few together, where they actually had recreated a living, breathing, in cyberspace, planet Earth, Jordan, with a node, N-O-D-E, symbolizing every living body on the planet, every government, every country, every state, every major leader, every sociological movement, every disease issue, every weather matter that came up. In other words, that planet Earth in cyberspace is being kept absolutely up to date, moment by moment, with the real one, if it is real, in our 3D world. So what the controllers have is the perfect model to run any scenario they want. And they'll know exactly within plus or minus one or two what's going to happen. Talk about game, set, and match. Is that an advantage?
Well, you got that right. Couldn't have said it better. And like I said, I was just thinking about God. And it just occurred to me, when you start really thinking for the first time deeply about that concept of God, I have the highest respect for spirituality. And I believe, and it's just a part of my personal belief, I believe that there is an overshadowing spiritual presence in the universe that men have called God. I don't have any problem with understanding and believing in a spiritual higher power in the universe. That makes sense to me, and I see a lot of evidence for that, more than you will ever suspect that is true. But then to interpret that through religion is a mockery. It's an absolute atrocity for humans to try and to defend their silly religious beliefs,
uh-huh,
and equate it with the great creator of the universe. I mean, like going out in the high desert at night, looking at all the stars, and thinking, who created this incredible array of power and majesty out there? Well, and find out that it was God. And God has his representatives on the earth, on TBN. And they're jumping around, dancing around, falling all over themselves, mm-hmm, spitting up and knocking people off the stage and dancing,
yeah,
around, making,
yeah,
millions of dollars and going out and getting drunk afterward. And this is the people of God. Or if you don't like that, then you can go to another country where God's chosen people are, that are continually 24/7 at war, bloodshed, violence.
Yeah,
their country is the largest makers of arms.
Yeah, hold that
guns,
thought right there. The porn industry, we could go on. Hold that thought. We'll come right back in just a minute with Jordan Maxwell. All right, we're back talking with Jordan Maxwell, and he just broached the subject of God's chosen people. If you've ever seen any of the YouTube videos about this issue, There it is. That's the. I don't care if they, what religion they claim to be. It's a mindset that can only cause grief and death and destruction and anger. It doesn't matter. It just happens to be this particular group of Zionists. They're not pious Jews. They're Zionists. It's a geopolitical secular movement of world control, and they hide behind Judaism as a mask. This is nothing new. There are so many labels out there, names, people get confused, but there's an extraordinary video I have up at rents.com, and it's you go to the Zionism data page, and you'll see there are some Jews, I believe they're in New York, and they're demonstrating, and a Zionist comes up. I think he may have been a delegate to the APEC confab, and they were demonstrating outside, and he verbally just attacks them like I have never seen before. And that is, the to me, as graphic of an example of the difference between people of the Jewish faith and Zionism, as you're going to get. Now, back to what Jordan said about God's chosen people. Everything from porn to the ecstasy business to international arms trade to thermonuclear blackmail. Yes, if you're new to the program, the Zionist State of Israel has engaged in thermonuclear blackmail against any government on the planet that it needs to and has for decades. This is a subject of a U.S. Air Force white paper, which I have published. It is also the subject of Israeli nuclear physicist Mordechai Vanunu, who said it again. He confirmed it, and he's back in jail for it. That the Jewish state uses thermonuclear blackmail against anybody in its way.
Yep. Well, but you know, it's not just one people. You know, we got three groups that God loves more than anybody else in the world, and you know, it's Christians and Jews and the Islamic people. And those three people are referred to as the people of the book, as I said, because their religion is based on a book. And, you know, yeah. And then I was thinking about this whole idea of God. And if you took some children out to the desert and showed them the great, beautiful skies and all the stars and this wondrous universe we live
mm-hmm.
in,
mm-hmm.
and tell them that God created all of this, and he has a special people on the earth that he loves, and all you have to do is turn on TBN and watch all of the, and you will mm-hmm. see God's chosen people,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to Israel and see the chosen people of God, or you can go to the go to Mecca and see God's chosen people that he loves more than anyone, worshiping a rock. And that's why they have the Dome of the Rock, because the whole thing is a worship of a meteorite and a rock. And it's just ludicrous on the face of it that the human race would fall for this religio-political, economic apparatus.
Fascist.
Totalitarian system of manipulation of the human race through the use of religion. And the same people who gave you our major religions of the world today, especially in the Western world, the same people who are responsible for developing and maturing the great religious orders in the world today, in the Western world, are the same people who have given you your international banking. They're the same people who have given you your mafia, underworld, child sacrifice, all of the banking fraternities, Hollywood turning out all the pornography and
international
violence,
drug trade,
it's in prisons, and the entire superstructure is just filthy and degenerate all the way down to the bottom. And yet, millions of people choose of their own volition, they choose not to see and give their life, give their spiritual life, give their future, they give everything to a man-made institution which are nothing more than criminal syndicates that are raping and plundering the whole world. And unless a happen until we understand the difference between religion, which is a political economic apparatus, and true spirituality, appreciating life and life that's on the earth and life that's in the universe. Again, I'm saying I don't have any problem with the concept of God. My big problem is with man-made corporations who are ruining the whole idea of man's spirituality. And we know that the governments are the same people who give you your churches, give you your government, and I'm just amazed that so many people fall into this stuff and don't, of their own, begin to question what they're doing and why they believe what they do. And people like myself are then made to look like atheists, that we hate God and that we are fighters against God, when nothing could be further from the truth. All I'm saying is look at what it is you say you believe and find out who started your religion. Where did it come from? And then when you start doing some real research into the subject of theology and religion and where it originated, and how it was financed during the Middle Ages, and what we call today the church or the mosque or the synagogue, where did these ideas and words come from? That's all I'm saying, because you will begin to see, as I have for many years, that all of this is politics. It's all man-made political schemes, and that's why today good people who are trying to stay alive, feed their families, and to try and make the world a better place for their children and for their fellow man are starving, cannot find work, they're out of work, they're living in their cars, while the monstrosity of religion is raking in billions of dollars a year. TBN is now all over the earth with their nonsensical, childish putter, which they have. You know, I was told by a very successful motion picture promoter and producer, good friend of mine for many years, very, very young but extraordinarily bright young guy that was into motion pictures and big time Hollywood. And he was telling me that today the largest amount of motion picture screens is in churches. Churches today are the places where you can find the first-run movies. Hollywood is giving churches around the world, especially in America.
Wow, they're turning theaters and churches into theaters.
That's it. And the reason why, he said, and the reason why he's the one that's orchestrating.
Hold that thought, Jordan. Will you please? I'm sorry. We got to pause here, but hold that thought. We'll come back for the punchline there. Amazing. More screens in churches than there are in theaters. All right. Be right back. Okay, back with Jordan, and he made an amazing statement there before the break that there is more square footage of motion picture screen now in churches than there are in movie theaters. It's not a surprise because of the dominance of the movies, but I wouldn't have guessed it.
Yeah, he told me that he said that's an actual fact, that Hollywood actually knows that there are more screens showing first-run movies in churches than there are in movie houses. And so he said, and the reason why is because the churches are trying to get people to come to church, and the only way they can do it is give them
with movies.
First-run movies. Free first-run movies. The churches
Unreal.
Are paying Hollywood for the privilege of showing first-run movies.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is if you look at this, it's absolutely frightening. that the only thing the church has to offer the human race anymore is some Hollywood movies. If nothing else, at least come to church and see some movies. Because going to church outside of that, there's nothing there. There ain't never been anything there. There's nothing there now, and there's never going to be anything there intellectually or spiritually rewarding. So if nothing else, at least we got some movies, first-run movies for you. So that should tell you where the religious establishment has finally brought the human race. That if it wasn't, thank God, for Hollywood for turning out their crap movies and putting it into churches, nobody would be going to church. So I'm saying that somebody needs to look at this whole situation of what's going on in the mosque, what's going on in the synagogue, what's going on in churches, because the bottom line is, by their fruits you shall know them. And that is a positive response. By their fruit you shall know them. What is the fruitage of Judaism, Islam, and Christianity's presence on the earth today? What is the fruitage of these three major religions if it isn't war and bloodshed, violence, ignorance, and stupidity? Period. That is the fruitage of the three of the world's foremost Western religions.
You know, Jordan, it's all true what you've been saying, but when you think about Christianity and Islam, you've got billions of people. When you think about the number of Jews on the planet, or people who call themselves Jewish, it's 0.2% of the world population, less than 2% of the American population. And yet think of the power that commands to be named with religions, clubs, that have Islam, over a billion people, and yet not even on the radar, and yet considered to be one of the world's major religions, not by numbers of people, but by power and influence.
Well, and I think the answer to that is what you stated before. I think the answer is we're not talking about the Jewish people. We're talking about something which is very secularly minded, has nothing to do with God, nothing to do with theology or the spiritual quest of the human soul for God, has nothing to do with any of that. We're talking about a highly financed secret society, a fraternal order that has been operating behind world government. It's been the hidden hand behind world events, the missing dimension behind the world history of a very powerful secret orders in the world. We know that the mafia exists. We know that there are underworld organizations that exist. We know that there are criminal syndicates that are planning their devious work around the globe. What makes you think that the people who are really in power in this world at the very top are not manipulating religion? And it's been done in the dark while you're out watching the ball game on skateboard. These people at 4 o'clock in the morning are sitting in their offices in the penthouses, putting together a monstrosity of political, religious, and economic, trouble for the whole world. And we don't even begin to suspect what's going on. And so I have the highest of admiration for spirituality and for the concept of God, but I'm just telling you, somewhere along the line, we're going to wake up and find out we've been had.
Well,
time we start waking up to the truth and the facts of life.
It's past time. The clock has run out. I'm sorry.
It certainly has.
The younger generations, even more amenable to being programmed, because that's all they know is programming from the first time they watch commercial TV.
And the mere fact, Jeff, that when someone, an adult, stands up and says, listen, there's something wrong here, and I want to look at this publicly. I want to talk about this. The next thing you know, you reading in the paper, he was put in jail. He's been locked away in prison. And they threw away the key. Why? Because this individual happened to question the powers that be, the dark secret societies and fraternal orders, behind world government, behind world banking. And these powers realize if you let somebody actually go out in the public and start talking about this, and it starts catching on, like the FBI agent told me many years ago, as long as people are hearing you, we couldn't care less. But it's when they start listening to you that you will then become a threat to the establishment, and we'll have to take another look at you. And so the powers that be behind the world throne have always been hidden. I've learned that a long time ago. The people who are really running this planet, you will never be privy to know their name or ever see them. The Rockefellers and all these other jerks and retards that we are seeing, they are merely the front men for the real powers, the dark of darkness on this earth, that you will never know who they are. And so I started off at the beginning talking about Solomon's Temple. Solomon's Temple has nothing to do with Judaism or Christianity or Islam. It is a profound subject, and that so many people have no idea in the world what I'm talking about. So I realized that it was such a big subject to deal with. I broke it up into two videos. One is part one, is already out there. It's called The Messiah. But the second one is going to be the conclusion as to what Solomon's Temple really is and where it is actually at and what its implications are for the world today. And believe me, nobody I know has ever heard of this. And I keep hinting at it with all kinds of people, from rabbis to priests to clergy. No one has seen or understood what this symbol means. So I'm going to put out a second one, a video very soon, which is part two on Solomon's Temple. And incidentally, I'm doing a lecture. I have been doing dinners, but I've decided to make it available to more people. I'm just doing a lecture once a month here in Los Angeles, and I'll be doing one this month. So anyone that's interested, I'm going to be showing this this new product before I release it to the public. On Solomon's Temple, what it really is, not what you thought it was. And when you begin to see how you have been misled and deceived, it becomes more and more obvious that we have been purposely misled down the garden path by the same people, as I said, who have given you your bank, your government, your educational institutions, have also given you your religion, your synagogue, churches, mosque. The whole thing is an absolute sham, and it's also a shame. I mean, this is why churches are divided into denominations. Like I've said before, like 50s and 100s, it's nothing more than a corporate business. But the corporate business does not mind having people kill each other. A little competition's fine, but for religion, we actually kill each other. Somewhere along the line, I'd like to see the whole world awaken to the fact that we're all being misled, and then expose the secret societies and fraternal orders behind world religions and world government. And then you will find that these people who are running the planet, who are running these religions from behind the scenes that you personally have never heard of and never seen, when they are finally exposed, then you will see how stupid we have been as a human creature and a human race to follow and do what we have done to ourselves and allow this stuff to happen to us. It's an amazing story of treason and crimes against the human race that religion is responsible for. And it's just amazing to me how many people have never even thought about this. And they go to war and fight each other and kill each other over something they have no idea in the world what the word means. I mean, they'll go to watch a Steven Spielberg movie, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and the Last Crusade is for the Cup of Christ, the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Never realizing at the end of the movie, the Holy Grail and the most Christian relic on the whole earth is the Cup of Christ, and they find it in the country of Jordan. And who is there holding the Cup of Christ if it isn't the Knights Templars? I mean, it's a whole world of knowledge we have not been given.
Yeah.
And all I'm trying to say is, wake up and find out what's really going on the earth religiously.
I'll bet.
And to do that by going to my website.
Indeed. JordanMaxwell.com. It's a treasure on the planet. It's going to be here as long as there's an internet and then some. Jordan, thank you again. Always enlightening. I always learn from you, and I appreciate you being here. And talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate everything. Go on my website. Check it out.
All right, my friend. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Jordan Maxwell. And the revolving door, remember CDC Director Dr. Julie Gerberding? Well, guess who she went to work for? Merck Pharmaceuticals. Funniest thing, huh? All right, we'll be back 21 hours. See you tomorrow night.